BBC WM Steve Herman has been reading the report and he joins me now from Birmingham City Council House. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. Yes, as you say, several missed opportunities and failings which let down Keanu, young Keanu, and of course his family. He died in January 2011 from multiple injuries. That included a fractured skull and a stomach injury. Rebecca Shuttleworth, his mother, as you mentioned, she was locked up earlier this year for a minimum of 18 years. Now, this 181-page report did say that several opportunities were missed. 8 recommendations have now been made. It includes a review of Birmingham Safeguarding Children's Board, better record keeping and improved multi-agency training, because this involved dozens of agencies in several parts of the country, because Keanu was moved around the country. I'll be speaking shortly to someone from NHS England representing one of the agencies involved. But first of all, let's hear from the independent chair of the Birmingham Safeguarding Children's Board, Jen Held. She gave her reaction a few moments ago to BBC WM.
Many things went wrong, but fundamentally, people didn't see Keanu. They didn't assess the risks.
This should be the most exciting place to practice great social work. We're miles away from that today.
Can you guarantee the safety of all children across Birmingham right now?
No, and I'm not pretending to. We have been very clear that the situation that we have got at the moment is very serious and very frail.
Very frightening as well, quite disturbing. BBC WM's Steve Herman there speaking to Peter Hay, the man in charge of social services. In
I make it 2 o'clock. Steve, how's your headlines?
Good afternoon. A paranoid schizophrenic has been locked up for stabbing to death the Birmingham schoolgirl Christina Edkins.
An indeterminate hospital order means that it's highly unlikely that he will ever be free again.
That's Superintendent Richard Baker from West Midlands Police. He's welcomed the sentence handed to Philip Similane, who was known to police. He stabbed the 16-year-old in the chest on the number 9 bus back in March and then calmly got off. Christina was on her way to Liso's High School in Halesowen at the time.
Christina was a very quiet but confident young girl. She did her
newsroom. Don't go anywhere. I just need to find out what's breaking. A Ukrainian man has just been jailed for murdering a Muslim pensioner in Birmingham and setting off explosives near 3 mosques in the Black Country. 25-year-old Pavlo Lapshin admitted killing 82-year-old Mohammed Salim, who was knifed in the back in Small Heath, as well as setting off the bombs in Walsall, Tipton and Wolverhampton. My colleague Steve Herman has more. Steve.
Yes, Danny, we've just found out in the last few minutes that Pavlo Lapshin, who's 25, he's been handed a life sentence. He'll serve a minimum of 40 years in prison. This is both for the murder of 82-year-old Mohammed Salim in Small Heath in April. He was stabbed just 5 days after Pavlo Lapshin arrived in the country on a UK-funded work placement back in April, and also, of course, plotting to bomb 3 mosques in the Black Country. Good afternoon. The Birmingham school named after Nelson Mandela has been paying tribute to the anti-apartheid leader.
There is not a single school in England, in the United Kingdom, that can say Nelson Mandela said this was his school.
South Africa's first black president passed away last night at the age of 95. The primary school in Sparkbrook was named after him in 1987, and these pupils say his legacy will live on.
He's every single one of these words around us right now, like freedom, he has peace, he's honest.
Good morning. A memorial service for Nelson Mandela is underway in South Africa.
Nelson Mandela! Nelson Mandela!
World leaders like David Cameron and Barack Obama and celebrities are among the 80,000 people packed into the football stadium in Soweto. Many South Africans camped overnight in the pouring rain to get in so they could pay tribute to their former president and the anti-apartheid leader. But the master of ceremonies for the event, Cyril Ramaphosa, said the bad weather was a good sign.
This is how Nelson Mandela would have wanted to be sent off. These are blessings.